There is a useful technique in NLP called overlapping representational systems. What the overlapping representational systems technique enables you to do is enables you to teach someone to learn how to access their least preferred representational system. So for instance, let's say that someone's least preferred representational system was the visual representational system, and they wanted to learn how to visualize. For some of the later techniques in NLP, like submodalities and switch patterns, it's useful for people to be able to visualize. If it's their least preferred, it's probably one that they wouldn't find that easy. So let's say that their most preferred representational system was kinesthetic, and the next was auditory, and then their least preferred was visual. What we can do is assist them in leading them from kinesthetic to visual through the auditory representational system, so leading them into the visual representational system. So for instance, what we might do is have them take themselves to their most ideal beach. Maybe it's a beach that they actually know and the beach that they remember. So we can take them back to that time and have them actually go into their body, into the event at the time on the beach. Then we can ask them to access the feelings that they have, their preferred representational system. Maybe the feeling of the sand between their toes, the hot sand. Maybe it's the feeling of the sun on their face. Maybe it's the feeling of the wind blowing in their hair. And once they're fully accessing the feelings of being at the beach, we can then lead them into their next preferred auditory. We can ask them about the sounds that are around. Can they hear the waves crashing on the shore? Can they hear the sound of the birds flying in the sky? Can they hear the sound of children playing, or maybe music playing, drifting over from far away on the beach? Once they're fully accessing the sounds in this event, we can then lead them finally into what they can see. Seeing the blue sky, seeing the beautiful blue sea, seeing the sand, seeing the people on the beach. By doing this, we can pace and lead someone from their most preferred representational system to their least preferred representational system, enabling them to gain extra flexibility of the way that they use the representational systems in their internal representations. Actually, take some time and do this for yourself now. Look back to the results that you got on page 2, and then just pace yourself in a particular experience from the past, all the way from your most preferred representational system through the intermediary representational systems into your least preferred representational system. And notice how much more easy it is to actually use that representational system that you don't use that often. Take some time now.